two dots. Itmar Shemer Avedo Rabba Amar Kishemer Chinom Dami. Rabbi Yosef Amar Kishemer Sachar Dami. A Shemer Aveda, is he like a Shemer Chinom? Is he like a Shemer Sachar? So the first question you have to ask is Shaychus. Shaychus, Rabbi Yisai. Now Yeshua asked the question. Why are we getting involved in Shomer Aveda? Where should this discussion of Shomer Aveda be?
In
Metziah. It should be. As a matter of fact, when the Rambam brings the halacha, where does the Rambam passing this halacha? Hilchus Aveda. This is an Aveda Shaila. This is an Eila Metziah Shaila or something like that. Why is this brought down over here? Bechlal, Itmar Shomer Aveda, is he Kishomer Chinam or is he Kishomer Sachar Dami? So, if you remember, we spoke about that there was a Sifas Rabbonim, and at the Sifas Rabbonim, Reb Chaim Brisker posed the question, V'shemer Aveda is chayiv on the nezek that the animal does. Not what happens to the animal, but if the animal does anything, is the Shemer Aveda chayiv on the nezek that the animal does. And the Meshech Chochma said yes, and the Reb Chaim said no. That's the same sign, it's the same person. Meir Simcha Midvinsk, the Baal, Meshech Chochma, Baal Or Sameach, right, the Or Sameach. So the Or Sameach kind of uses that here to explain why we're talking about a Shomer Aveda, because we're speaking about what happens if Hoitziu Listim. What does it say? In the Mishnah, Hoitziu Listim. Listim Chayavim. Says the Mishnah, what about by Shomer Aveda? Also Shomer Aveda, will it be Chayiv? How much will it be Chayiv if it's Mazik or not? So that's really what the Or Sameach and Sefer does. Le Shi Chasai. However, according to Rav Chaim, that Shomer Aveda, even if he's Shomer Chinam, even if he's Shomer Sachar, but it's only been a geya to what happens to the animal, but as far as the animal does damage, so then he's going to be Pater, L'chayra, Tzarech Iyand, why is our Sugya Bechlal speaking about Shomer Aveda?
What was the
Rechlikis that I said? They were at a gathering of Rabbanim, and Rav Chaim posed the question, if a Shomer Aveda is Chayiv if the animal does damage. Shomer Aveda, the Gemara speaks about, is he Shomer Chinam and Shomer Sachar? That's Klape, if the animal gets stolen, something happens to the animal. What about if the animal does damage? So, Rav Meshech Chochma said, or Sameach, or Meir Simcha, whatever you'd like to call him, he said that because you're the Bailam, just like Tosfos says, you become the Bailam, it's your Rishus, so it's your the Bailam. And Rav Chaim said, no, being that you weren't Goyrim, that it should get out of his Rishus, it left his Rishus on his own, you don't become the Bailam, you're not Chayiv if it does damage.
Not a shomer on that? So what does it have to do with our sugya?
A shomer is only chayiv if you become the bailam.
How does that
mean?
Is he a
shomer
for that?
Or not? He's saying it's not midine shmira that your chayiv the animal does damage.
Sure, not a shomer.
It's not midine shmira. Midine bailam.
Why can't you say that he's a shomer on that? You're watching my animal. Should we get out of damage?
Nothing should happen to the animal. If the animal does damage, so that's what we discussed, is that part of what is the din shomer, now the chiv to the shomer or the chiv to the bailam. It has to do with the ol shiloh, but that's what Reb Chaim is assuming. No.
If the animal itself will get damaged, would be chayav?
That's our gemara, is your shichayah like a shomer chinam or a shomer zachar. What if the animal does damage? So
feed the ol shiloh, that's good for the shiloh of the gemara?
That's why the Gemara brings it over here.
It's a shechet still.
Because we're talking about Hotziu Listim, are you chayiv if the animal does damage? So we're also going to talk about, by Shomer Aveda, how chayiv you're going to be and if the animal does damage. You're right.
It's still a mechlas aroa. You deal with the shechet.
But we're not talking about
it.
So it's an afkamina, it's an afkamina. Because he says that's an afkamina, even though a Shomer Chinam also would be.
Yeah, it's chayiv more.
If you're chayiv within Shomer Sachar, then you would have to...
If you're chayiv on Shomer Sachar, more. If you're a neighbor, you need Shomer Mu'ulam.
Yeah, it's not clear totally what exactly... Let me pose your question this way. If you're telling me that a Shomer Aveda is chayiv and a Zakin, either way, so who cares if he's a Shomer Chinam or he's a Shomer Zachar? He's chayiv, but what does that have to do with our machlokes? This is about a detail in Shomer Aveda. Is he Shomer Chinam or Shomer Zachar? So Rabbi Yehuda is saying, yeah, but a Shomer Zachar is chayiv more than a Shomer Chinam. So you want to know how chayiv would you be on the Nezakin? He says more than that, though. He really says more, Tuli. He says, because the Gemara has a different reason why you're Shomer Sachar, and maybe because according to the Gemara's Ikad Demafarshi, you wouldn't be Chayiv in Nezakin, or you, whatever. That's the basic idea. You have to look it up inside, or Sameach inside, in the Sefer, he says it over there. Al Koponim. So this is our Gemara. The Gemara says, Shomer Aveda Rabba Amar Kishom Echinam Dami. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Kishom Esachar Dami. Rabba Amar Kishom Echinam Dami. May Anoy Kamatile. What I know? I mean, you got to take care of someone else's lost object. What type of benefit do I have from this? Rabbi Yehuda Amar Kishom Esachar Dami. Vahi Anoy Deloy Boy Lemisvele Rifta LaAnya Have Kishom Esachar. Beauty. This is called Pruto de Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef, Oymer Kishomer Sacher Dami. Be'ahi Anoah, with the benefit, the Deloy Boy, that he doesn't need, Lemisve, to give, Rifta, La'anya. What's the translation of the word Rifta?
Lechem.
Lechem, to a poor person. Therefore, it's Kishomer Sacher. I would think that giving bread to poor people is an opportunity and a person would be happy to do it. But I guess he's not meshubit to do it. He's not obligated to do it. Now, he can, if he wants, ignore the ani, and that's his schar.
Rabbi Levin is saying that it's a money value. Rabbi he gets hanah from doing the mitzvah. He might even be depressed.
But Lemaisa, he's not obligated.
Money value,
right? Because he's not obligated. Right? Give out. Okay. So, comes along Rabbi Chanan Vasaman. Rabbi Chanan asks a brilliant question. Says Rabbi Chanan as follows. Rabbi Chanan brings, based on a Tosfos in Baba Basra Dav Ches Amud Beis, a person doesn't do tzedakah that would kaifin oisai, we force him to give tzedakah. Why do we force a person? We don't force a person to do mitzvah saseh. We only force him not to do loisa. We kaifin oisai if it's a loisa saseh. Says Tosfos, yeah, because on tzedakah there's a loisa saseh. The loisa saseh of tzedakah is loisa ametz. Do not keep your fist closed. Do not close your fist and your heart to this poor person. It's a law in the Torah. The Meila, he asks the question. How can you tell me, Oisek b'mitzvah, pater ben mitzvah, which is the Gemara Svara, because I'm busy with the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda, therefore I don't have to give tzedakah. But if a person's busy with a mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda, so all of a sudden he could do all the lavim in the Torah, all of a sudden now he's allowed to eat treifas? Of course not. Why are you not allowed to eat treifas if you're busy with a mitzvah? What's the reason?
Aisik mitzvah is not pater min alav.
Because Aisik mitzvah is not pater min alav. Amela, he has a question. So then, why over here are you pater if there's a lav not to give tzedakah, not to give rifta la'anya? Beautiful kasher,
at least.
So why
not
turn it
down? Sure you are. That's what you're busy with.
Sure you are. Because you're telling him that. You have an excuse.
The lav is when you could give him, when
Tully's saying there's a similar type of thing by the shaila is exactly what it say Baal Tashchis. What's the Isser of Baal Tashchis? No, the Isser of Baal Tashchis, I'm saying, like when people say, it's Baal Tashchis. What's the Isser of Baal Tashchis?
Wastefulness.
It's only at Kama as you're doing it for a waste. But if I'd be doing it for a reason, then maybe it's not. The Chefza is not just, is not the Maisa. It all has to do with the intention. So Tully's saying, at Kama is over here, I'm not turning him down. I would love to give him. I just have priorities. I don't know. So then it's not the Pshana being over on the lav. There's no lav in that case. Could be.
Similar to the Tara. It's also
similar. Right. Similar.
Okay. So simple. It's potter min mitzvah. There is no nothing to give. There's no money to give.
Yeah, but there's a lav. There's a lav. What happened to your lav? There's a lav.
As the wouldn't.
Yeah. It doesn't say there's no treifas. So there's no dreifus here. Why not? Because I see the mitzvah. There's still dreifus. So I'm not sure if that's if. I'm not sure if the if the raya of treifus is a raya, because maybe oisik b'mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah is only when it comes to sheva al taseh. Oisik b'mitzvah is patur from doing another mitzvah, but it doesn't mean he's allowed to go do an avera. I'm oisik b'mitzvah doesn't mean I'm allowed to go eat machal sasuris. There, it's a kum ve'esei. It's not a lois esei. It's a kum ve'esei. So maybe oisik b'mitzvah is patur min ha-mitzvah. But let's say a person is wearing kilayim, right? And he has a mitzvah to do, and somehow loisaseh happens, or he has kilayim that he's not wearing kilayim. His fruit become kilayim in his field. His sada becomes kilayim. Maybe in a chanami, I sleep in mitzvah, it's part of my mitzvah. I tell loisaseh, yeah, but I'm busy with this mitzvah. His raya from achlas asuras is not necessarily a raya. Maybe over here, I'm busy with my mitzvah Shavas Aveda. Stuck is another mitzvah. It's a lav, you're right, but I don't have to go do the other mitzvah. I'm Sheva Al Taseh.
Elois Aseh requires a doing.
Yeah, usually Elois Aseh requires a doing. Here is Elois Aseh B'Sheva Al Taseh. Maybe in Achanayim, I think mitzvah patters that also. No, this is my answer. I'm not answering, I'm saying the kasha is not Shver. Because he's saying, what do you mean? Oisik mitzvah doesn't apply to lois aseis. Who said, yeah, you oisik mitzvah, you can't all of a sudden eat treif. Because that's not pater mena mitzvah, that's sheva, that's kum vaseh. You can't go do an avera if you're oisik mitzvah. But maybe if I'm oisik mitzvah, I'm pater from all lois aseis.
From passive lois aseis?
Passive lois aseis.
He says it's a passive lois aseis.
It's just not
just
giving
not giving stuff. I'm not doing anything.
Now
you can
look at
you're
turning
you're
it
not
down.
Doing them. That's
it's
not a
mice.
You're
pushing the horse.
You're still loisase. You're not doing it.
It's not a mice.
You're staying still.
Shutting him down.
I'm busy with something else right now. I can't deal with you. That's even if it's even if Tully's wrong, that it's still considered a loisase. But I'm just not doing. Right? That's called the lav shein b'maisa. It's a lav shein b'maisa. It's not a mice. Kitzer, Rabbi Chanan says differently. Zokt Rabbi Chanan, Amoridik Alamdis. He says, the lav in the Torah of Loisa Ametz is a lav that tells you you're not allowed to not do the mitzvah. It's a lav that's piggybacking on an asay. We are when in his Kashitot, there's two different things here. There's a lav and there's also an asay. So maybe in Oisik Mitzvah Patu Mitzvah Patu from the asay. But what about the lav? Oisik Mitzvah doesn't part you from a lav? Zogtur b'chanon, it's not two things. The lav is the Torah is telling you have a mitzvah to do it and don't turn down the mitzvah. Don't turn down the mitzvah. What happens if I don't have the mitzvah? Then I don't have the lav. Memeila, says Rabbi Chanan, Amar Dik Alamdis. Says Rabbi Chanan, that if Isaac b'mitzvah is pater min ha-mitzvah, now that I don't have the asay, what do I have? I don't have the lois asay. Nafal ha-yisoid, nafal ha-binyan. That's what he says.
Is there any other lois asays that are shav al taseh? What would be an example?
Oh, so I was thinking of... What?
Nicer.
Let's assume in our book it nicer. Yeah, that's good. You say Isaac b'mitzvah, pater min ha-mitzvah, and nicer. Good, excellent. I had a different shiloh. My shiloh was, I just thought of when I was sitting with the ilam, what about eating in a sukkah? I always say, what about eating in a sukkah? There's a lot of discussion in the achronim that there's two dinim in eating a sukkah. One is you have a mitzvah to eat in a sukkah. The other one is you have an isser to eat out of the sukkah. It's a famous Minchas Chinuch. Minchas Chinuch says, when he talks about mitzvah abo ba'aveira, says the Minchas Chinuch, even though a sukkah gzula is not, you can't be makan your mitzvah, not a sukkah gzula, but you're not eating out of a sukkah, unless the Torah would make the sukkah into a pasul sukkah. But if it's, as long as the sukkah is kosher, says the Minchas Chinuch, so, erachan amin amakai mitzvah, be not over the aveira, the isser of eating out of the sukkah. So the Minchas Chinuch says there's an isser of eating out of the sukkah. Aside from the mitzvah, there's an isser of eating out of the sukkah. And they're not connected. How do I see they're not connected? Because he says, a sukkah gzula, you're not mekayim the mitzvah, but you're not over the isser. How am I not over? Obviously the isser and the mitzvah are two different things. Someone steals a sukkah. He's going on a Tesis. Tesis says, the Gemara says if you have a sukkah gzula, it's a gzeres hakasav that the sukkah is possible. In fact, Tesis, what are you gzeres hakasav for? Mitzvah bo va'beira. Says the Minchas Chinuch, it's not fair. Because if it's only mitzvah bo va'beira, I can sit in the sukkah, I won't be makayim a mitzvah, but I'm not sitting out of a sukkah. But once the Torah says the sukkah gzula is psula, now I'm going to be over and over by eating in that sukkah, because I'm not eating in a sukkah, because it's possible. If it's just I'm not makayim my mitzvah, says the Minchas Chinuch, so then in achneim I'm makayim a mitzvah, but I'm not over on the yisur. So there's a lot of hak about this. This is good hak for when you're sitting in your sukkah. But devayla, let's go with the chinuch for a sec. Is there mitzvah haba? Is there oisik b'mitzvah patur b'mitzvah when it comes to eating in a sukkah? That's the classic case.
Depends if you can do two at the same time.
What's the classic case? Anyone know what the classic case is? If a person is going to learn, he's shluchei mitzvah, he's patur min hasukkah. Lefi, what we're saying from the Minchas Chinuch L'chor, it's going to be shver. L'chor, you're over on alaysa, it's an isser. It's an isser to eat out of the sukkah. Not just Isaac mitzvah pater min achiyav to eat. And don't tell me once you pater from the mitzvah, so then also there's not going to be a lav, because you see from the chinuch that the Torah not tell you about.
It's a lav or it's an
isser asay? It could be isser asay. There's no lav. Plus there's no, right? Isser asay. Maybe isser asay is different than a lav. I want to give you another example of when we link different things. It's not exactly the same, but it's similar. What Rabbi Chanan is doing is Rabbi Chanan is linking the lav and the aseh, correct? He's saying that the reason why you can be pater from mitzvah tzedakah is because once you're pater from the mitzvah, then the lav disappears. What we call nafal hayusoid, nafal havinyan. We have a similar type of idea. It's not exactly the same, but I'm just showing you the same technique. The halacha is on a suffek mamoin. What's the difference when you have a suffek mamoin? Suffek someone owes you money or doesn't owe you the money. Suffek mamoin in general. So what about, why doesn't the person have to pay because he has a suffek, maybe he's chayiv or not chayiv?
Suffek zela?
Klal is suffek mamoin lekula. And we have another klal which is called suffek iser chumra. Suffek deraisa the chumra. That's the klal. Suffolk is, sir, you have a suffolk diaraisa. What do? You go to Chumrah. You have suffolk mamain, the cooler. What happens if you have suffolk mamain and suffolk isser on the same thing? That's very simple case.
Every suffolk mamain.
It's pretty much every, not every suffolk mamain, but almost every
suffolk. The halacha something.
Almost every suffolk. A person has a shayla of a machlef par of a chamor of an imtzer uba betzida. I don't know if it's mine or yours. If it's yours, I'm stealing by taking it. If it's mine, then I'm allowed to keep it. What's the halacha? Amoytzim echaber ol v'raif. For the achrayim, I don't understand. But every suffik mom is also suffik isser. You have a suffik gezel going on over here. You have a suffik gezel.
The suffik isser only comes after.
Chumra is give it. Tell him I can't keep it.
The suffik isser only comes after.
Suffik isser. So they both go with chumra, so they cancel out.
But then I can't use it. Then I can't use it. Then I shouldn't be able to use it because suffik isser.
Should
be yehimunach.
Suffik isser only comes after we establish.
Oh, says the Achrayim that the Isser of Loisigzol is Gufan Isser, which is Tali in the Mamon. The Isser isn't Stam and Isser. The Isser is, don't take something which Alpi Halacha you're not allowed to take. But if Halacha tells me Safik Mamon Lakula, so then what does Safik Zela tell me? Not over on Loisigzol. Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. There are times when the Mamon is Tali in the Isser. There's times that the Lav is Tali in the Mitzvah. You have to always look at everything and see where is the source. Where is it Noveir from? So Rabbi Chanan is saying over here, the Lav is Tali in the Asay of giving Tzedakah, which is not Mukhrach. We said maybe it's the reason why you can do Isaac B'Mitzvah here is because it's Lav Shein B'Mais. Okay. So this is what appears, at least in the first lashon of the Gemara, machlokes between Rabbi Yosef and Rabba. Rabba says the Shema Aveda is the Shema Chino. Rabbi Yosef says it's a Shema Sachar. Why is the Shema Aveda Shema Sachar?
Just somewhat of a Hana.
What's his Hana?
That he doesn't have to give the Pruta.
Why doesn't he have to give the Pruta? Because he's Isaac in a mitzvah. And any person who's Isaac in a mitzvah is going to be a Pater in a mitzvah. Frekta Rishonim Akasha. Ritva. Achroinim also. So let's look at every Shomer Achinam. Shomer Achinam, is he a nice guy?
Tzadik.
Is it tzadik? Is he doing a mitzvah? Says the Rishonim, he's doing a mitzvah. Every time he takes the guy's animal for a walk, he's doing a mitzvah. Is it Hashavas Aveda? No. If you had to give a name to the mitzvah, quote, give me less chasad.
Maybe.
The we're using now for our purposes is Gemilas Chassad. He's doing a chesed. Nice guy. Look how nice he is. He's taking this guy's animal for a walk 3 times a day. So therefore, he should also be considered doing a mitzvah. And if he's doing a mitzvah, then
he's also having
enough. He's also having enough because he's doing a mitzvah. He should be like a mitzvah, patim and a mitzvah. No. It's Ritzvah and Shavuos and Ritzvah and Bo Metzia. It's interesting, the Ritzvah in both places says differently. In general, I'm not sure, I didn't look up, but not every Ritzvah is really the Ritzvah. They lost the Ritzvahs, the ones Rabbeinu Krash, the other ones. They're not sure which Ritzvah, but the Ritzvah gives 2 different answers. The Ritzvah in Shavuos says the following answer. It says, listen, the moment I'm a Kabbal on myself to be a Shomer, I'm not a nice guy by taking this animal for a walk. Because why am I taking the animal for a walk? Because I'm responsible. I took Achrayas. Now that I took Achrayas, so I'm doing this because I'm meshubet to do it. I'm obligated to do it. That's my job. Right now, it's my job to do this. Therefore, you can't say that by when I'm being menar, when I'm doing that, that I'm considered to be a secret mitzvah.
So it's not like a milas chesed. It's not a mitzvah because you're obligated to.
You only got
100%. It's not a chesed. You're obligated to do it.
You have to do it. It's my obligation.
Yeah. What? According to this, which Suli is saying, in the Hamamin of the Ritva, every Shomer Chinam is going to be a Shomer Sachar. That's in Achanami. That's right. The Kasha. Let every Shomer Chinam always be a Shomer Sachar. Why? Because you're saying you're doing it for free. That's not true. You're getting kickback. What's your kickback? Because you're doing a nice chesed for me for walking my animal. So when you're walking my animal, you're going to be putter from the Ani. So the Shaila is, why am I putter from the Ani? If I'm putter, then I should be shem v'sachar. So enochanayim, shem achim, should be shem v'sachar. So do it for no. You're not putter, because when you're walking the animal, you're not doing it because you're being a nice guy. Now you're obligated to do it.
So the
mitzvah. Shem v'sachar is not also a mitzvah.
So what's the
argamar? Argamar is shem aveda.
It's different.
Shem aveda is different.
He's not getting enough.
It's limited responsibility. I have limited liabilities.
He's not getting enough.
What's his anah? We thought he's getting anah because we thought when he's busy being menar, he's going to be putter. He's not putter because he did it because he's obligated. Now he's obligated, says the mitzvah.
Maybe he only...
means that a mitzvah is totally out of being obligated.
No, maybe he gets that mitzvah of Mias Chesed.
He's obligated to do it.
He's not doing chesed. It's not the chesed.
You have a chiv.
No, why?
You have a chiv to do a lot of things that are still a chesed.
No. The only chiv you have to do it is because the Torah said it's a mitzvah. But over here, there's nothing to do with mitzvah. If I pay you, let's say I pay you to walk my dog. I pay you to walk my dog. You doing a chesed by doing it?
Maybe also.
No, you're not doing a chesed. It's not a chesed.
It's your job. You pay the cow, so it's still a chesed.
No, it's not.
It's called a job.
The guy's a supermarket.
If the guy's not getting paid,
that's a chesed. Right, but he took responsibility. took responsibility for the kids. He took responsibility. So now he took responsibility.
And a chanami. Yeah. You're right. And a chanami. Once he's mikabel on Christ, you're right.
But the mitzvah is doing a mitzvah. Just because he has a promise.
No, he's not. It's our mitzvah. What's the we have another question. Totally, we're going to get to another question.
Maybe because now, totally, if the kid, totally, something happens,
totally,
to the
we're
going to
we're gonna get to the other question. That's this. Listen, the question that we asked was, but the accepting responsibility was a mitzvah.
Right at the beginning.
That's a mitzvah. But listen, I want to tell you something. If you take kids into camp and then the parents come and say, why are you not watching my kid? I'm like, oh, I don't have to watch a kid. Want to be nice? She's like, you know, that's not called being nice. Once you makabel achrayus, you have to watch it.
But you're still doing a mitzvah.
No, you're not.
Only at the beginning.
No,
only
the mitzvah was I accepted responsibility. Once I did it, now it's not a mitzvah anymore. It's not a mitzvah
because you have something pushing you to be.
Because you're obligated. Now you're obligated to do it, and you're responsible. What happens if you don't watch it? You're chayv to pay. Why am I chayv to pay? Because you're obligated. Once you obligated yourself, you obligated yourself.
So according to Rabbi Yosef, why is he pater from a mitzvah?
Why, according to Rabbi Yosef? Because when he picked it up, he was doing a mitzvah. Right? He's doing a mitzvah. You can't change the fact that it's a mitzvah.
So Moshe Mechina also was doing a mitzvah.
No, because it's chesed. So I'm
saying when they're picking up.
Let me explain to you. Is shaking a lulav a mitzvah?
Yes.
Are you obligated to do it? Yes. So why is it a mitzvah? Because it's a mitzvah. The mitzvah is the shaking of the lulav. But chesed, the mitzvah is, I'm being nice. That's not called being nice. You're obligated to do it. You're not being nice. That's not called being nice.
I understand. So why is he a shomer sefer?
We're a shomer veda? Because he's doing a mitzvah. It is a mitzvah. Period. Returning an lost object is a mitzvah. Correct? Whether I'm obligated, not obligated. The mitzvah is return. The Torah said return the lost object. So there's a mitzvah. But if I am willing to be a shemachinam, did anyone tell me to be a shemachinam? Did the Torah say be a shemachinam? Is it a mitzvah to be a shemachinam? So the only mitzvah we can talk about is chesed. It's not a chesed once you accept it upon yourself. That's not a chesed. Being menaired is not a chesed. Taking the animal for a walk is not a chesed right now. You committed to doing it. You are obligated to do it. You don't do it, I will sue you. I'll sue your pants off if you don't do it because you guaranteed me you're doing it. It was nice of you to guarantee, but the moment you did that, you're obligated. You're not doing a chesed anymore. You're not doing this out of the goodness of your heart. There's no kindness involved here. This is because if you don't do this, you will get sued.
That's right. So if you
Shemer Aveda is a mitzvah even if he's obligated, because the Torah said, returnals, it's not about kindness. It's a chetz of a mitzvah.
So it's different than Shemer Sefer.
It's different than Shemer Chinam. We're talking about why a Shomer Aveda becomes, is doing a mitzvah. Always doing a mitzvah. Right. But a Shomer Chinam is not doing a mitzvah.
And Shomer Sefer is?
It's a little bit different.
Shomer Chinam is for sure not doing a mitzvah.
Okay, so why is
that
aspect
comparing
it?
No, he's saying you become a Shomer Sefer because you're getting schar. What's your schar? Your schar is the fact that, you're a mitzvah part of a mitzvah. He's not comparing it and saying that they're similar, they're both doing mitzvahs. You are a person who is getting reward for your mission.
So we had someone would be forcing the Shemir Avida to return
the
Listen carefully, Tolly. Listen. The mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda has nothing to do with kindness. It's return the lost object. Whether I want to or I don't want to, if someone puts a gun to my head and says, return the lost object, I'm still doing the mitzvah. Because the Torah said return a lost object.
See,
but no one ever told you to be a Shomer Aveda. Elamai is saying, I'm being a nice guy. I'm now doing a chesed. Not anymore. If you committed to doing it, you're not a chesed. Is a Shomer Sacher doing chesed? No, he's getting paid. It's not a chesed. It's not a chesed. Someone pays you. I say, I watch your animal for $100,000. I watch it for a day. Is that a chesed? No. Not a chesed at all. So if I'm watching it for $5, it's not a chesed. It doesn't make a difference. The moment you obligate, now you have to do it for ulterior motives. You're mechuyev to do it. It's a ritzvah. Rabbi say you can't argue on the ritzvah. This is what the ritzvah says. You have to look up the ritzvah and work on it. Rabbi say, let's go by it. Is there a mitzvah? Is that a tishma or not really?
You say yeah, and right there.
One thing you learned today, you learned that.
Maybe a lot. I hear. It's creative thought. I'll call upon him. The ritual of Bamitzia says differently. The Ritva in Bava Metzia says differently, and that's going to perhaps answer the other question that we have. The Ritva in Bava Metzia says, listen, when I walk over to you and I say, I want to do this for free, I'm willing to do it for free. So, in all intents and purposes, what's going on in my head, in your head, what's going on in our heads over here? I'm saying, look, I don't want, I'm doing you a big favor over here. Even if you're going to tell me I get in kickbacks and yada, 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 this is, it's almost as if it's a masneh to be like a shemach. What happens if someone pays you $100 to do a shemir? You say, look, thank you for paying me. Very nice. I only want to be like a shemachina. What's the thing there? He got paid. He got money. But he says, I only want to be like a shemachina.
Once he's getting paid, he's having enough.
I can downgrade. Very nice, you're giving me money, but this is my condition.
Someone picks up
an Aveda
and he says, I'm only
going to
take...
You can't do that. We'll see.
So, you have to pick
exactly.
up the
phone. So says the Ritva, basically, that's what's going on over here. I'm saying you want to be a shamachinam, right? I'm doing it for. I'm saying I want no least responsibilities possible. You're gonna tell me, oh, but you're getting scars, and if you're a shamasachar, you should have to pay more. Listen, even though we didn't speak it out, you know, I know, we all know. It's as if I spoke out, buddy. I'm not taking more than shamachinam responsibility. You want to machay me more, then I'm not taking it. That's the deal. It's like an umdina. This will answer the other question, which Rav Gifter asked the question, as Bali says, listen, Zolzayn, when I'm busy shaking it out, I'm not doing a mitzvah, but the taking of the, in the first place, was a mitzvah. So you're telling me, when I walk the animal three times, I'm not doing chesed. But when I was makabel the animal, I am doing chesed. So the very Kabbalah is considered to be a mitzvah. I should be like, a mitzvah, patum in a mitzvah.
That's second.
So that is that called Isaac B'mitzvah? That would have to do with Tzitzis.
Maybe also like Shchiyah.
If the first part was a mitzvah.
Yeah, the rest not. Right. No, it's your mitzvah existed or...
In this action.
Right. So that's not enough to be Isaac B'mitzvah. That's the way that the Ritva... That's where if Gifter asked the question.
Maybe that's Shchiyah.
That's the answer. What?
It's Shchiyah also that somebody will... It's not considered Hana because it's Shchiyah. That at that second, it's only for one second.
Oh, yeah, because you're not so busy with it all the time. Maybe everyone would agree that over that. Yeah,
that's not concerned.
Very nice. Okay. Comes along a gifter, and a gifter gives another teretz. So there's a conversation going on here between Rav Gifter and my Elta Zayda, Rav Moshe Aaron Paleyev. He was Rav Gifter's Rebbe. And they're having a conversation here. They wrote many, many letters back and forth. And there's a sefer which we spoke about. Of the conversations, which were primarily in learning. So my Zeta wanted to say the Pshat is as follows. Seems like he's saying the following thing. In a Hanami, maybe Shemachinam sometimes will be like a Shemesacha when he's busy with the other animals, the other person's stuff. But, well, it starts like this. First he says, it's not a chesed. It's not a chesed to do something for free if you could do it for money. In other words, you could ask him to pay you if you want to, so you're saying you're doing a chesed. It's not a chesed if you decide not to take money that you could have, that ki'ilu you could have taken, so then you decided to be mavata on your money. That's your business.
You think that's the bigger chesed?
That's the way it says it.
You think the bigger chesed is not to take, you know, I could do it for money, I'm doing it for free. I'm so excited.
No, this means that he accepted the job as a shomer sachar and then decided I'm not going to take money.
So he says, "Menaisen pruta la ashir lo asa gemilas chasadim." This guy wants you to watch his cow. He's got a lot of money. So I decide to do it for free. It's called a chesed. Is that called chesed?
Why not? What is a chesed?
Because chesed is if someone's poor or someone needs help but needs money, he's got money. He doesn't need money.
Who doesn't need money? Chesed is about the recipient.
Someone comes over to you
every
and says...
Every Shem Rechinim case is like that.
Good. Someone comes over and says, do you mind watching my animal? Now, in theory, you should charge for it. He's got plenty of money. Money's not a problem for him. So, you say, yeah, I'll do it for free. You want to do it for free, you do it for free, but that's not called chesed. It's not a mitzvah.
Because he's because he doesn't care to save money?
He doesn't need the money.
Who doesn't need the money? The Baal?
The Baal, yeah. He doesn't need the money. So what's the chesed? It's not chesed. It's called, you want to be a nice guy.
Because money's not an object for him, it's never not chesed.
Yeah, it's not a chesed to give someone who doesn't need money money. I want to give you a present. Let's say I like you, I give you a present. Is that chesed? No. I want to give you money.
Chesed is filling a need. That's what yeah. Every money difference is filling a need.
Yeah. Yeah. Chesed is filling a need. Gomel chesed means you're filling a need. He doesn't need it. So you want to be a nice guy?
Emotional needs also.
So he speaks about that a little bit. That's part of what gift us is not like that. So what does he mean? It's not like every single case is that the person. So the chayor of Pelef means is, in such a case, a Shamachinam is going to be a Shamachinam. You're right. There'll be cases where Shamachinam will become Shamisachar because maybe it is chesed because this person couldn't afford it. But often a Shamachinam will be a Shamachinam. Not every Shamachinam is going to be Shamisachar. But he's assuming maybe some Shamachinams will be Shamisachar. But Rav Gifta doesn't like it. This is what he means. There are times you do chesed with your goof also. You do chesed with my body. I'm watching it for him. It's not chesed with my mama. It's other types of chesed. So Rav Gifta says another pshat. Rav Pelef gives a rebuttal in Mechtavim. So we don't have time for that. But Rav Gifta says another pshat. Says Rav Gifta, chesed is different than other mitzvahs. Chesed, a person is not mechuyev to do. You're not mechuyev to do chesed. Chesed is a mitzvah kiyumis. Can you say oisik b'mitzvah, pater min ha-mitzvah, if the mitzvah you're patering is a mitzvah chiyuvis, and the mitzvah that you're doing is a mitzvah chiyuvis? Not so clear. In other words, I'm being a nice guy, I'm watching your animal. Like someone comes over and says, can you watch my animal? Do I have the option to say yes or no here?
Sure.
Sure. My prerogative. I want to do it, I'll do a mitzvah. Don't want to do it, don't do a mitzvah. So
then maybe you have a chiyuv, but we're talking about a case where you don't have a chiyuv.
Isn't there a mitzvah halach to bedrach
of a chiyuv? What's part of
it? You're not
a chiyuv.
Now,
Rachma
Avatorach, you have to have Rachmanis? It's not a chiyuv. Someone comes over to you and says, listen, I know that I owe you $1 million. Have Rachmanis and let me only pay you $500,000. I'm a chiyuv to do that? Not a chiyuv. It's a nice thing to do.
Why not even be a chesed?
Maybe it might not even be a chesed, maybe you really ask me. Akoponim says Rav Gifter, chesed is a mitzvah kiyumis. Tztaka is a mitzvah kiyumis. And Ani comes to you and says, I need tztaka. Do you have the option of turning him away? No. You're going to be over on?
Lysamitz.
On Lysamitz. You're going to be on a lap. So therefore, you can't say oisik b'mitzvah, patur min ha-mitzvah, in order to make that a you're going to be engaged in a mitzvah kiyumis. To be matal mitzvah chiyuvis. That's what he says. Now,
the p'tor that you have from Isaac and mitzvah, Patan and mitzvah is because you have a chiyuv and not a mitzvah.
Isaac and a mitzvah chiyuvis.
No, that's
what he's
saying.
Because you're Isaac and a chiyuv.
Yeah, that's what he's saying.
That's his
part of your chiyuv. But it's not a chiyuv. So you have a chiyuv to do. So I'm busy. I'm doing another mitzvah as well. So you have a chiyuv. So if Pelef in his rebuttal, which we didn't, I just gave out now, says it's not true. Chesed's also chiyuv. You're not mechuyev to chesed. Maybe it depends if it's a mitzvah shef shalas is like the achirim or not. Shalas is the achirim. Or Pelef, Moshe Aaron Pelef. He's the person Rav Gifter was writing to. Kitzer Aboisai, there's a big problem here, and this is really what I wanted to discuss. Rav Yosher Ber Soloveitchik has a big problem. I don't understand the kasha. There's a problem to me because you can't. The ritva asked this kasha. Right? The ritva is kasha. Every shemisachar, every shemachinam should be a shemisachar because the maisam, oisek, and gemilas chasadim, and therefore I should be pater. Ask your bishop the following. Let's say I want to be machanach my children. So my little Avrami, who's 17 years old, I say, Avrami, anytime you do a nice thing, I'm going to give you a reward. We have a mitzvah chart. You're going to get a lollipop. 17. You're going to get a lollipop. Okay? And Rami comes and he says, Tati, there was someone who was there and he had to run in. He asked me if I could watch his car. I stood and watched his car for 5 minutes. He said, Rami, you get a lollipop. He said, Rami, Hashem Resachar or Hashem Rechim? The guy comes pulling up and he says, listen, I gotta go. Do you mind watching my car? And Avrami says, sure, I'll watch your car.
You see over here or not.
Shemachina.
Yeah.
Shemachina.
Sure.
The Chayyus Shemachina. Why? Because someone else is giving you money for the fact that you're watching it doesn't make you into a Shama Sachar.
Did you see that's what's happening?
I don't understand. I woke up and you said, do you mind watching my cow? Between me and you, I'm going to give you nothing for it. The fact that you're going to get from HaKadosh Baruch Hu is making Isaac B'mitzvah, part of a mitzvah, now you don't have to give a bruta to an ani. So now all of a sudden you fadim, you gain on the back end. Now you should be a Shama Sachar? Masefis. My high. What makes you Shama Sachar? Between me and you, there's nothing. So why am I Shama Sachar? Moyeredik Akasha. Says Asher Chechik, what's an Asher gift? Our Gemara says that every time a person picks up an Aveda, he has a Dinah Shama Sachar. Why? Shama Sachar, because he's getting Ana. But there's not Shver. Because who made him into a Shema in the first place? The Torah. Who made him Pater? The Torah. So it's Ki'ilu, that's the Torah's Upmach. That's Ki'ilu, clap the Upmach. I'll make you a Shema and you'll be Pater from the other thing. Okay, that's like, well, but when a Shema Chinom, Reuven goes over to Shimon and says, I want you to watch it. The Torah's not telling you to watch it. It's not an Aveira. I want you to watch it. So now Reuven's the Mafkid. Reuven's the one who's making you charge. So the Torah gives you schar that's going to make you into a Shema Sachar.
The Torah's being Machayev you to him. The Torah's not making you, you're not Machayev to be a Shema for the Torah.
The Torah is not
mechayiv
to be a shomer.
It's a shomer aveda.
No, I'm not talking about
shomer
aveda. Oh,
you said
you.
Yeah, Yam says still a cash. Just because the Torah gave to the shomer
mafkid. But the Torah is the mafkid.
So the one who charges the responsibility has to be the one who awards.
If I come over here and say I want you to watch Shlomi's cow and I'll pay for it, I want you to watch Shlomi's cow and I'll pay for it. So then about it, you're shomer sochar.
What if the guy who
watches object knew someone else's name. Oh. So what? If it's a part of the mafkid,
maybe,
watch
maybe the board is like this. Over there, it's ki'ilu, when I was mafkid it to you, that's all part of the deal. You get it for free, but we both know that you're getting over there, you know, guys tells Avrami to watch his car. He doesn't know that I've got a lollipop waiting for Avrami in the house. So between them, it's pure shomachin. But over here, I know, you know, you know, I know. We both know. So therefore, it's ki'ilat's chelik of the otmach. It would be almost as if there's a havamina that it's mitzad the mafkid it's a shomer sachar. What is the and how does the Ritva answer? Yeah, but I was as if I was mas nelius kshomer chinam because I said I want to be a shomer chinam. You want me to be shomer sachar? I want to be shomer chinam. Yeah. Okay.
There's more for shomer chinam. There's less achrayus than shomer sachar.
What'd you say?
Every shomer sachar would want to. Be a shomer
chinam. Sure he does. What do you think?
When you give your Avrami lollipop, that's for sure. That would stop. But here, if every being a shomer chinam is by nature a mitzvah, so that's part of the actual thing. When you take upon yourself responsibility for shomer chinam, automatically you're doing a mitzvah. The thing itself is giving you reward. Not a sorry person that's giving you reward. Well, here the mitzvah itself, the job of being a shomer chinam in itself is giving you a reward.
It's only because the Torah pater you from.
I understand, but
it's
in the mitzvah itself.
It's there. Chefs of the mitzvah. Good.
It's not like somebody else is throwing on my. I'm just trying to say.
At least this is our brisker vote.
Let's say he's being a shomer chinam on a fancy car.
I think it's right. I think it's MS.
So he's watching the car, but he gets to keep it in his lot. So the Maisa, he gets Hanoh from that.
His moment is Hanoh, then he's Hanoh.
There's such a Hanoh.
Yeah,
the
Maisa is Hanoh.
100%. But it's
maybe in a Harami. If there'd be Maisa,
so that's Shem Esachar.
That'd be Shem Esachar.
Oh,
I'm getting
snacks.
Yeah.
You're living
in
the
city.
Yeah,
it's a
chick.
People
lend
you money.
It's
not an outside payment, though.
I don't know. It's
the
government.
The
government.
Have to see the Shemer itself.
Okay. Kapanim, the Gemara says, another pshat, says the Gemara, Ika de mefarishi hachi, there's some say a different pshat. Rabbi Yosef Amar, Kishay Mesachar, Dami Kivan de Rachmana Shabdei, Baal Korach Ehilka Kishay Mesachar. It's not clear what the Gemara means. Rashi doesn't even tell us anything. Kivan de Rachmana Shabdei, Baal Korach Kishay Mesachar Dami. What does that mean? Rashi doesn't. No one says what does it mean exactly. So, and usually Gemara paskins like the Ika d'Amri. It's the lashon of Ika d'Mefarshi. It's interesting lashon Ika d'Mefarshi Hachi. Some people mefarsh it this way, but usually the Rishonim paskin like the Ika d'Amri. Over here, we don't even seems to paskin like the Ika d'Amri. Maybe some people say maybe it wasn't the Gemara. There are times that there are things that were inserted into Gemara from Rabbanan Safaroi or a Talmud or something, and it didn't really belong there. Like there's very little written about this line of the Gemara.
Or this is the explanation.
They explain what we just spoke about.
The Avi Ezra, he speaks about it. The Avi Ezra, we saw in First Seder, he speaks about it. He says that. Other Gemaras also mention this reasoning of Rabbi Yosef, and the other Gemaras don't mention the Ika the Mefarshi.
Right, right.
So he says that it's, I forgot what the Lashon was, Chadi v'Chadi. What?
It's really one thing.
Yeah.
So I want to be Masbid as follows. I want to say the following. What does the Gemara mean to say? Kivan d'Rachmana Shabdei Bal Korche Hilkot K'shomer Sachar Dami. Means as follows. Every Shomer Chinom, we had a question, it should really be what? Shomer Sachar. Why? He also has a mitzvah. So what do we say? Yeah, but he's masneh that he wants to be like a shomer chinam. So every time a person is shomer aveda, let him say, listen, I'm only picking this up, I'm going to be a shomer chinam. I'm going to be shomer chinam. You can't do that. Why not? Kivan derachmana shabde bal korche hilchot shomer zocher. You don't have a choice to change, to choose what you are. Normal people are, every shomer chinam should really be a shomer zocher. Norvas, he's able to choose to downgrade. But over here, you can't downgrade. Why not? Because the Torah is Shabde Bal Korche, Hilchot Shomer Sachar.
Why is that enough to say Shomer Sachar? Just because I was four, why did it, who says the Torah is four?
You're Be'etzem Shomer Sachar because you're doing a mitzvah. But every Shomer Chinam is also doing a mitzvah. Yeah, but every Shomer Chinam has the option to downgrade. Let me also downgrade.
Yeah,
over here, the Torah is Meshabbat Yu Bal Korche. You don't have the option to downgrade. That's the thing, Pshat, perhaps. There's another Pshat that's brought down. The Pnei Yeshua says that the Pshat is, all it means to say is that person has schar mitzvah. Oh, never mind the pruta de Rabbi Yosef. You're getting a different benefit. What's your benefit from being a shomer aveda? You're getting schar. Your schar is your benefit.
What?
So we can
schar by Amalaka.
What's schar? That's Shailif, that's Baha'i Amalekah, Mitzvah Slav Lohanas Nitnu. Yeah, but Pnei Yeshua says, Lamaisa, you're getting schar. You can say from you want Mitzvah Slav Lohanas Nitnu, but Lamaisa.
Shomer Chinam, same thing?
What, no?
No.
It's not doing a mitzvah.
Chesed.
Okay, if it's Chesed, then you're right, but if it's not Chesed, then. He's saying, Dasan Lei, that you're doing the mitzvah, is that you're getting schar for the mitzvah. Nafkamina would perhaps be as follows. What's the din of a zaking ve'eno lefich voidah? He sees an Aveda. Is he obligated to pick up an Aveda?
No.
A Zaken? No. If he picks it up, is he doing a mitzvah?
Yeah, sure.
No, obligated, but it's a mitzvah. Yeah. So when he picks up an Aveda, is he a Shomer Chinam or is he a Shomer Zach?
He could choose.
If you're saying the Torah forced you, Torah enforced me, I could choose. I could say, listen, I'm only doing this, I'm a Shomer Chinam. But if the Pshat is that the Schar Mitzvah, Mitzvah, and he's gonna be a Shomer Zach. The chumah that's going to be an afkamina. Oh, the people were saying, by the way, if we're right, pshat is that ikum de mefarish is just being mefarish, then you have an answer why the rishonim paskin like the first lashon of the gemara. It's not really two lashonis. It's all really that. Okay, Tosfos comes over here, and this is the next big nice in the sugya, which Beis Hashem will talk about tomorrow. Tosfos speaks about the sugya of when do you say Isaac mitzvah patan mitzvah? I only brought that up. Is it only b'shas that he's actually engaged in doing the working with the object, or once I've got a mitzvah on my brain, then I'm patur from the mitzvah? A person's wearing tzitzis and wearing tefillin, he's not patur from all the mitzvahs for the rest of the day, right? I mean, back in the Tosfos' times, people wore tefillin all day, but tzitzis will wear all day. So I'm busy with tzitzis, therefore I'm going to be patur from a mitzvah. I just realized something. Tzitzis is not a mitzvah chiyuv, it's a mitzvah chiyuv.
Yeah. But tefillin is chiyuv.
Tefillin is also not.
We only have a
b'tur. You have to wear it every day.
Yeah, but
we're saying that.
Put it on every day.
I don't know if it's called. Once we have four, we have a mitzvah. Now it is chiyuv. Is that it's a chiyuv?
It's like a tefillin. You might have a chiyuv to put it on, and we have a partly we have a patur because of whatever reason.
Can't give you guf clean.
Okay, so basically we're gonna have to try to explore this more. But I'll call upon him. The shaila is how exactly does it work? The p'tura of Isaac mitzvah parlamin. So this is a big sugya. Is Hashem going to continue tomorrow? There's different shitas in the rishonim about how it works, and we have to figure out if the rishonim hold that even when you're not Isaac, so then a person should be patur this whole day.